Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom and welcome to today's Daf Yomi, Nida Daf Mem Zayin. We will begin on Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis towards the bottom. Hachi Nami Mistavra. Now the halacha is that a katan or a ktana within a year of becoming gedolim. In the case of a katan, he's already 12 years old. That is called a muflah samochlish, since he's on the verge, on the threshold of becoming a gadol. He has the koyach to make a neder or to be magdish something. There was machlekes amiroim in the Gemara whether this is a din de'iraisa, it is min ha'teiru, or merely a din de'rabanan. The Gemara asks, how can you say that this is only min de'rabanan? So how then does Rabbi Yossi say in the Mishnah that a katan who is a mufla samach li'ish can be mafresh truma? If his ability to do so is merely de'rabanan, how could he be mafresh truma, which is a chiyuv de'iraisa? The Gemara answered that Rabbi Yosef will hold that Trum Bizman Hazeh, nowadays, Bishas Golus, is only a Chiv Durabbanon. Therefore, a Katan who has the power to be Mafresh Durabbanon can be Mafresh this type of Truma. The Gemara is going to bring a Raya that Rabbi Yosef holds that Trum Bizman Hazeh is Durabbanon from a Braisa. Hachi Nami Mistavra, the Sanya, it says in the Braisa, Isa, a dough of Chulin, Shenidma, meaning that a little bit of Truma got mixed into it, Oishin is Chamza, Bis'er Shal Truma, a leavening agent of truma got mixed into the dough and was mechametzit, made it, fermented it. So now, the status of the isa is min ha-toira, it's still mutar. Because Rashi explains to us that min ha-toira, chad betray batal. Even if there's only a majority of heter over the isser, that already is mevatal the isser. However, midrabanan, they required 100 times more heter than isser, and therefore in this case, it is usser to eat for a non-kain mid-rabbanan, but only mid-rabbanan and not mid-rais. So what is the halacha of this isa? Chayeves b'chala ve'ena nefselas b'tful yoyim. Regarding the chiv chala, it is still considered like chulin. Truma does not require a freshes chala, but this isa does not have the status of truma, because min ha-teira, it is still chulin. And regarding the chiv chala, which is a chiv min ha-teira, we have to consider it as ordinary chulin. So it is chayev b'chala, ve'ena nefselas b'tful yoyim. Now, tful yoyim means somebody who is toivel and still needs hair of shemesh. He hasn't completed his tahara until the end of the day, until nightfall. So if he comes into contact with truma, he parcels it. But chulin does not become nifsal through a tful yoyim. And so too, this isa, this dough, is considered like chulin regarding tful yoyim and does not become parcel. Divei Rab Meir, vei Rab Yehuda, Rab Yosi, Rab Shimon, poitru min achal. They hold that this isa is pater from chala. It is exempt. Why? Because they will hold that chala bizman hazeh is rabbanon, and therefore an isa which has a status of truma midrabbanon, since there was a little bit of truma mixed into it, therefore regarding a chiv derabbanon, we consider it as if it's truma and it's pater from the chiv chala, which is also midrabbanon. Savru, the bnei yeshiva thought, man da amat truma da yiraisa, chala da yiraisa. The shita, the opinion that holds that truma is da yiraisa, he will also hold that chala is da yiraisa bizman hazeh. However, man da amat truma da rabbanon, the shita that will hold that nowadays the chiv truma is just the chiv derabbanan, so too chal derabbanan, meaning we're equating both chivim, we're equating, we'll be medama the chiv chala with the chiv truma. And if we find a machlekes regarding chiv chala bezman hazeh, that according to Rabbi Yosi, the chiv chala bezman hazeh is just derabbanan, so too regarding the chiv truma bezman hazeh, that nowadays it is merely a chiv derabbanan, and that supports our pshat. We mentioned earlier that Rabbi Yosi will hold that the chiv truma bezman hazeh is midrabbanan. So the Gemara, I amr spishleim kasav Rabbi Yosi chala bezman hazeh derabbanan. So if you hold that Rabbi Yosi will hold that chala bezman hazeh derabbanan, asi demur derabbanan umafka chala derabbanan, meaning that you must establish that Rabbi Yosi will hold that the chiv chala bezman hazeh is derabbanan. Since he holds a chala nowadays is derabbanan, therefore asi demur derabbanan, the halach of meduma, which is a rabbanon dikadin, umafka chala drabbanon, it will undo ulpater the chiv chala, which is also a drabbanon, meaning we're considering it true a midrabbanon, therefore it is pater from chala, which is also a chiv drabbanon. Eli yamas chala dairaisa, but if Rabbi Yosi were to hold that chiv chala bizman hazeh is dairaisa, how would that work? Asi dimur drabbanon, can then the din meduma, which is merely drabbanon, umafka chala dairaisa, will that come and exempt this isa from chiv chala, which is dairaisa? So in conclusion, you must establish that Rabbi Yosi will hold that Chiv Chala and Chiv Truma, by the same token, Bizman Hazeh, is only a Chiv Derabbanan. So the Gemara of Dilma, perhaps you can say Faket, shade the opposite. Kasavra Biesi Trum is man azed rai zuchal drabonon. Meaning, why are you equating? Why are you being madame that just like he holds a chiv chala is the rabbanon, so to chiv truma is the rabbanon? Perhaps you can make a distinction that chiv chala bezman hazeh is taka is really the rabbanon. However, he holds that truma bezman hazeh is the raisa. Ukeda hader Rav Huna bei Rav Shua, just like Rav Huna bei Rav Shua replied in the Beis Medrash. The Amar Rav Huna bei Rav Yeshua, Ashkech sinu l'rabbanon de berav. I found the Talmidim in the Beis Medrash. The Yasiv Yikarmer, they were sitting and saying, Afilu l'man de Amar Truma v'zman hazeh d'rabbanon. They were saying a chiddush that even the Shita that holds Truma v'zman hazeh d'rabbanon, still and all, Chala d'raisa. They will hold that Chiyuv Chala v'zman hazeh can be b'na Torah. Why is that? What was their raya? Sharei Sheva Shekovshu v'Sheva Shechilku Neschayva b'Chala v'lo neschayva b'maiser. We know that when the Yidden came into Eretz Yisrael, for the first 7 years they conquered. Next 7 years they split up the various areas of Eretz Yisrael amongst the Shvatim. During those 14 years there was no Chi of Meiser. But, however, regarding Chala, as soon as they came into Eretz Yisrael, immediately they were Chayv b'Chala. So we see it's not necessarily hinging one on the other. We can have a Chi of Chala without a Chi of Meiser. So too, in our case, they hold, the Rabbanan and the Rav held, that even the Shita, the Manda'amah that holds Truma b'zman hazeh is the Rabbanon, but Chiv Chala can still remain a Chiv d'Oraisa. V'amina luhano, and I responded to them just the opposite. Pum fakert. Afilu l'man d'omah, Truma b'zman hazeh d'Oraisa, even the Shita that holds Truma b'zman hazeh is d'Oraisa, Chala will be the Rabbanon. Meaning, he flipped the whole thing around. Meaning that the Chiv Truma is more powerful, is more lasting than the Chiv Chala. Why is that? The Sanya, we learned in the Braisa, Ibe v'yachem, it says in the Pasuk, as soon as you enter Eretz Yisrael, you'll be Chayv b'Chala. As soon as the Meraglim came into Eretz Yisrael, that already is Mechayiv the Yidden with the Chiyuv of Chala. Talmud Loima Bivayachem Bevias Kulchem Amarti V'loi Bevias Miktzaschem. We need that everybody, all the Yidden together, should come into Eretz Yisrael, and not just partially. V'chiaskinu Ezra, and we know that after the Churban Bayis Rishon, when the Yidden came back to Eretz Yisrael, and Ezra brought them up to Eretz Yisrael, Loich Kulu Salak, not everybody came up to Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, if during the Binyan HaBayis Sheni, during the second era, the second return to Eretz Yisrael, it wasn't a Bias Kulchem, only partially, therefore there's no Chiv Chala. Meaning from the beginning of the second Bayis, there was no Chiv Chala Min HaTorah. Although, certainly there was a Chiv Truma. Because by Truma we don't find this explicit mention of Torah that we need Bias Kulchem, only regarding Chiv Chala. So the conclusion of Rav Huna Beit Avishua to them was that just the opposite. Don't tell me that Chiv Chala is more everlasting, more powerful, so to speak, than Chiv Truma. Even the Shita that holds Truma Bezman Zez Rabban Chala will still be the Raisa. It's just the opposite. Even the Shita that holds that Truma Bezman Zez is the Raisa, regarding Chala, it will still be only a Chiv the Rabbanon. So therefore, getting back to our Braisa, all the Rav Yesi says that Chiv Chala Bizman Azeh is Rabbanon, it's not necessarily so that he will hold the same regarding Truma. Perhaps the Chiv Truma Bizman Azeh will remain a Chiv De'ai Raisa, and therefore we have no proof to base our Psharam that Rabbi Yesi is of the opinion of Truma Bizman Azeh is Rabbanon, and we can't really bring a riot to our Teretz on the previous Kasha. So in conclusion, there is a machlekes if Truma Bizman Hazeh is the Rabbanon. We have a machlekes if Chala Bizman Hazeh is the Rabbanon. And the conclusion of the Gemara is not necessarily, are they totally high by high, not necessarily can we equate both things to each other. Zok, the Mishnah Vayit. Moshal Moshlu Chacham B'Isha. Chacham made a moshal regarding the stages of the development of a woman. Paga Boichel V'Tzemel. Paga means she's a bud, she's very young, she's a ktana. Boichel means she's partially developed. V'tzemel is fully developed. Paga, when she's the state of a paga of a bud, oida tinoikes, she is merely a ktana. Boichel, if she's a step further, she's partially developed. Elu yimei ni'ureah, these are considered the yimei ni'urim, and she's considered a gdoila. Bezu, in both stages, whether she's a ktana or a nara, Amru Chazal said that Avia Zakai, Avia, the father, is entitled b'mitziyasef. So if she finds something, it belongs to the father. B'masiyadea, if she earns something, it goes to the father. And the third thing is b'afaras and dorea. If she's to make a nether, the father could be made for the nether. He can annul and void the nether that she made. However, tzemel, when she's at the third state, which is a tzemel fully grown, she's a begeres. Kivan Shebagra, once she developed to that point, Shuv Ein Lavia Rishuspa, he has no Rishus, he has no authority over her, he has no Schusim of Metzia, of Masiyadayim, and Afaras Nedarim. Now, how do we know which state she's holding by? Ezu Simonea. What are the Simonim, the signs of development? Now, the Gemara is referring to signs regarding the Dadim of Isha, the breasts of an Isha. Rabbi Yisag Lili Oimer, what is the sign of Abageras, a third state of Tzemel? When she develops a fold underneath the dad. Rabbi Kiva Oimer, Meshiyatu Adadim, when they're already hanging. That is a step further, that is more grown than the Shita of Rabbi Yitzhak Lili. But Nazai Oimer, what is the shear of Tzemel? Meshiyashchir Hapetoimis, when the top area of the dad blackens. Rabbi Yossi Oimer, Kadeshi Noisin Yoda Loikitz, it is when he puts his finger on the tip of the dad, v'ushakeh, and he sinks in, v'shoyelachsa, and he waits a while until he returns to its former state. So we have four descriptions of the state of tzemel, whether it's meshiyah lehakemet, which means a fold, or meshiyatu, they're more grown, meshiyashchir, when the top area blackens, or the mashal with the oikets that sinks and rises. So the Gemara paga idenotinoikis. We mentioned in the Mishnah that there are three stages. It's Paga, when she's still a Ketana, undeveloped, Beichel, partially developed, and Tzemel, fully grown. How do we know? Where do we find these terms? Paga Oida Tinoikes, she's still very young, Tidachsiv, Hateena, Chanta, Pagea. The fig tree has grown its buds. Beichel, Elo, Yimene, Urim. They're already at the state of Yimene, Urim, more developed. Ketesnan, we've learned in the Mishnah, Hateenim, what is the shear, what is the amount that a te'ena, that a fig needs to grow in order to be considered chayav v'maiser? Mishi yivchalu, when they've grown a little bit. Va'amar rav v'arachana, amar rav, mishiyal ben rashem, when the tips become white, and there's a siman of a partially grown fig, and it's chayav v'maiser. So we see here that paga relates to a something which is merely a bud, but boichel is already a step further, it is already partially grown. If you want, from the pasuk, "Vatikzer nafshi b'hem," I will be impatient in them. "V'gam nafshom b'chalabi," and they became disgusted in me. And the point of becoming of this disgust is because when something looms very big and great and overwhelming, a person can become disgusted in it. So we see that the lashon, the term b'chalabi, is referring to something great, something grown, something large. Semel, what is the definition of the word semel? Where does that come from? Kamandama yatsa malaya, it is a nutrikun, it's like a combination of two words. Semel have the letters of yatsa malaya, meaning they have emerged, she's fully grown. Veizu simonea, what are the signs of a semel of a begeris? Rabbi Yosef lili oime mishiyala hakemet. Amar shmur lo mishiyala hakemet mamish. We're not speaking about there's actual fold. El kdesha tachsi yodeh lachirea. If she stretches her hand back, v'nira k'mishiyale hakemet tachas adad, it appears as if there's some sort of fold here. Shmuel bodak ba'amse. Shmuel wanted to clarify for himself the simonim that we mentioned in the Mishnah, and he checked with his amo, a female slave, yav ledal zuzit mei boishta, and because she was shamed, he gave her, he compensated her with four zuzim. Shmuel tamei, Shmuel is going according to his shita, the amar Shmuel lo'ilam b'em ta'avoidu, you need to work, you may work with avadim lo'ilam, la'avoidu nasatim b'lei lebusha, you may work with them, you gotta work them hard, but not to degrade them and embarrass them, therefore he needs to compensate her for the shame. Shmuel miyachad lehem, consistent with this shita, Shmuel was miyachad his shfachais to avadim, meaning he didn't degrade them, he wasn't mafkir them to any man, but he was miyachid, he designated them to certain people, and therefore he lessened their shame. Rav Nachman machav lehen, Rav Nachman would switch their partners, meaning he wasn't concerned with shaming his shvachis. Rav Sheshes went a step further, Masan la Rav, he gave him over to an Arab, but he told them, he warned them, Ba'amalem is darum Yisrael. He told the shvachis, Don't get involved. Keep away from the Yisrael, meaning by giving them to Aravim, this way he prevented them from tangling with Yidden and being machshel them. Zokting Ravaita, Rabbi Yosi, Aymer v'chulu. Rabbi Yosi says in the Mishnah that the shear of a tzemel, the third, the most advanced state of development of a tzemel, which is a begeres, is if he puts his finger on the oikets, it sinks and returns slowly to its former state. My oikets, what is the oikets? I'm a shmuel oikets shalda, the tip of the dat. Tanur Abonon, now the Gemara will add another two shitas regarding this description, this madrega of a tzemel. Eloin Simon of Bagris. What are the Simonim of Bagris? Rav Lezer of Tzadik, Oyme Mashiach, Skash Kishu Adadim. When they grow very large, that they shake. Rav Yeis, Rechem Reika, Oyme Mashiach, Sevresh Achoytim. When the top of the dad will blacken. Mashiach, Sevresh Gemara. This state of black, Eskunilah, it's an indication of a very, very old, of a very developed woman. You don't need that much development in order to be considered a Begeris. Ela Maravashi, Mashiyafsal Rosh HaChotem. Not they will become black, but the Rosh HaChotem will get Yafsal, which is perforated, meaning you see the hole from where the milk flows out. So here we have another two shitas to add to the four shitas mentioned in the Mishnah for a total of six shitas of what is considered the simonim of a Begeris. Rabbi Aime, Mishatakif HaAtorah. When the Atorah means the crown will surround it, and Rashi explains this is exactly the same description as Rabbi Yosi said in the Mishnah, that the finger will push the oikets down, and it will stay down and come back, and it's the same exact shita. Rav Shimon, I'm one more shita, Mishnah Ismaich HaKaf, this is a seventh shita, that the kaf, which is an area above the Makam HaErva, it is round like a kaf, and when she gets older, when the Isha grows, this area flattens out. So when that happens, that is a simon of a Begeris. There are two areas of simonim, and there are three levels of development of an Isha regarding these two types of simonim. The Simonim mentioned in the Mishnah regarding the Dadim, that is called Lamala. Now we know in addition to that, an Isha, in order to be considered a Gdela, needs to have Shtei Saris, needs to grow two hairs in the Makam, certain Makam is in the Guf, and therefore the Chachamim categorized it into three Madregs, into three levels. Let's see inside. Pagam Lamala Yadua Shalahivya Shtei Saris. If the Isha Lamala has no Simonim of Dadim, it is obvious that she has no Saris Lamata as well, meaning that it hinges one on the other. When there's no simonim lamala, that is a raya, that is a proof that there are no sa'arais milamata. And she's still a full-fledged ketana. The next madreig, the next level is boichel milamala. If you see that it's already partially developing lamala, meaning by the dadim, yadua shevia shtei sa'arais, that will be a proof, that's a confirmation that she already has grown the two sa'arais milamata, and she is a full-fledged gedoyla. What is the final madrega? Tzemel milamala. If the dadim are fully grown, as we described the six shitas mentioned before, v'yadua shenismaya ha'kaf. In that case, we know that she went a step further, and the kaf is already flattened out. My kaf, what is the kaf? Amrafuna makam tafuach, there is an elevated place, l'esh l'malam oisim makam, is a little bit swollen, right above the erva. Kivan shemagdelas, when she grows, mismaich v'hoedach, it flattens out. So, in conclusion, an isha has three stages of development, a ktana, a nara, and a begeris. The Chacham gave a mashal to a fig, semel, boichel, and the lowest madrega is a paga. A paga is merely a bud, that is still the Yimei HaKatnus, and she is absent of any simonim whatsoever, whether by the dadim and by the Makam HaSa'ara, she has nothing, she is merely a ketana. And that the next level is a nara, who has somewhat of simonim, she is partially grown, she has a little bit simonim lamala, and she has shtei sa'aris milamata. Both these, the Nara and the Ketana, are still within the Rishus of her father, and he has entitlement to her Metziah, her Maasi Yadayim, and her Faras Nadarim. The third and final Madreg is a Begeres, who is called a Tzemel, fully grown, who her Dadim have fully come out, and as well as the Kaf has flattened out. In this case, she's already out of his rishus. She's totally independent, and he has no entitlement, neither for her Masi Adayim, nor to be Meifin Adorim, or to get her Metziah. So now we have 6, 7 shitas regarding the description of Tzemel. So which one do we paskin like? Sholu es Rebbe. They asked Rebbe, Halacha k'divrei mi? Who do we paskin like? Who does the Halacha follow? Sholach Lusi responded, k'divrei kulon lahachmer. We will follow all the shitas l'chumra, meaning as soon as she's reached one of these descriptions that we mentioned earlier, the 7 different types of descriptions, either one will be l'chumra, considered like a begeris, and the father will not be able to be mefer her nedarim any longer. So I'm thinking, all right, Rav Papa, Rav Chinna, Breda, Rav Ika. There was a machleket between Rav Papa and Rav Chinna, Breda, Rav Ika regarding the aforementioned exchange between Rebbe and his Talmidim, and the conclusion that we follow everything l'chumra. Chad Mas Nyaha, one of the Amoraim applied the halacha of Rebbe to the sugi of Begeris, like we mentioned earlier. Chad Masi, the other shita held that the exchange between Rebbe and his Talmidim and the maskana that we follow all the shitas l'chumra was said regarding a totally different halacha. Chad Masi, a chotzer tzuris, regarding a chotzer tzuris, a courtyard that is called a chotzer tzuris. Now, the halacha is that tevel is not chayv ma'aser until it is brought into the house. Achi yira pnei habayis. There are many details to this halacha, but in general, the halacha is that it needs to be brought into a house. Tosis explains, this is midaraisa. Midarabanan, a chatzar will suffice. As long as it's brought into a courtyard, it will be chayv ma'aser. So what type of chatzar is mechayv ma'aser? It needs to be a properly guarded, a properly built chatzar, and that is considered a chatzar hatzuris, which will be mechayv ma'aser. The snan is a chatzar hatzuris, shechayev es ma'aser. What is considered a chatzar hatzuris, a proper chatzar, which is mechayv ma'aser? So you have a machlekes. Reb Shimon Oimer, chatzar hatzuris? Shakelim nishmar b'soicha. The kelim are safeguarded in this chatzar, meaning it is a well-protected courtyard that one doesn't hesitate to leave his chafetzim, his kelim, in this chatzar. My chatzar tzuris, why do we call it such an interesting name, chatzar tzuris? Amar Rabbi Baruchana, Amar Yochanan, shekein b'tzur, in the city of Tzur, moishivin shomer al Pesach chatzar. They used to place a shomer on the Pesach, at the Pesach of this chatzar, and therefore the chatzar was very well guarded. If one man goes and opens it, and the next person goes and closes it, apparently there's no proper supervision over the opening, the pesach, the doorway of this chatzar. In that case, it is not considered a chatzar tzuris and will not be mechayev b'maaser. We need a properly guarded pesach. If a person doesn't hesitate, he's not embarrassed to eat in this chatzar, meaning it is a self-contained area, and therefore it is a proper chatzar and is considered a chatzar to be mechayev b'maaser. Rabbi Yosi Omer, kol shenichnasim lo ve'ein omrim lo imatu mevakesh p'tura. If a person just ventures in there and the residents don't come and challenge him, confront him and say, wait, what are you doing in our chatzar? If that doesn't happen, so it is not considered a properly guarded chatzar and it is patur. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, nach halacha. If you have 2 chatzers, 2 courtyards, one built within the other, the pnimis, the interior one, is properly protected, and it is chayeves. But the outer one, however, is pater. So now we have many shitas. What is considered a chatzer? Does it depend on having a shomer? Does it depend on proper supervision on the Pesach? Or feeling comfortable eating there? Or being challenged by the residents? Halach k'divrei mi? We follow all the shitas l'chumra, meaning as soon as it reached, has one of these conditions, it is a chatzah, which is chayev v'maiser. Zok the Mishnah Vayitim. Bas eshrim shana shlo yevir shtei saris. We know that in order to be considered a kata, a gadol, or a gdoila, we need shanim and simonim. In the case of a ben, he needs to be 13 years old, and in the case of a bas, 12 years old, and they need to have 2 saris, 2 hairs of gadlus, to be considered a gadol. However, if they grow an age but do not produce saris, they are not considered gedolim. There's one exception to this, and that is a saris or islandess. It is a sort of a deficiency in their nature. In that case, they are not required to have saris and are considered gedolim, even though they do not have 2 saris present. If she is 20 years old without any saris, Tavi Raya, she bas esrim shana, she has to bring a proof, she has to prove her age, the islandess, and we assume that she is an islandess, and therefore she is considered a gedola. But being that she's an islandess cannot bear children. And therefore, regarding the mitzvah of Yibum, she is potter, she is possible from Yibum. In order to be Makai mitzvah Yibum, you need to be one that can bear children. The point of Yibum is to be mamshich, the life of the maize, so to speak, perpetuate his legacy. And if somebody can't have any children, it doesn't really establish the name of the maize. And therefore, the halachas of Yibum don't apply to a nisha who is considered an islandess and can't bear children. The same token by a man who is a saris, who can't bear children, he is pasul from Yibum. Loi chaylet says, v'loi misya bemis. The same din will apply by an ish, ben esrim shana, if he's 20 years old, without saris, loi hevish tei saris, yaviu rai shu ben esrim shana, they should bring a rai that he's 20 years old, bu saris, and he is a saris, he has a condition called a saris, and therefore, he's not capable of growing saris, so therefore he's already considered to be a gadol without the requirement of shtei saris. Zokta Mishnah, lechoylitz v'lo miyavim, he as well, since he's a saris and can't have any children, he is pasul from all the halachas of Yibum. So in conclusion, a ben or a bas, once they reach the age of 20, and they do not have saris, but they are considered a saris, or islandess, and therefore they are considered to be gadolim. Elu divrei Beis Hillel. Veshame oimrim, ze veze bnei shmoine esrei shana. Whether the ben or the bas, we are not required to wait until they're 20 years old, but rather as soon as they hit their age of 18, this halacha will apply. Rav Leza oimer hazachar kedivrei Beis Hillel. By a zachar, we follow the halacha, the shir of Beis Hillel, which is 20. Vanakeva kedivrei Beis Shammai, by Nakeva, and is 18. Why is that so? Sha'isha v'maheres lahavi v'fnei ish. An isha matures earlier than a man. We know that she becomes bas mitzvah a year earlier, according to the shita of Rabbi, like mentioned earlier. And therefore, regarding this halacha as well, we will determine, we will confirm that she is an islandess as soon as she reaches 18, which is 2 years prior to the 20 required by a zachar. Frag to Gemara, how can you say that as soon as they reach the age of 18 or 20, although they do not have sa'aris, they are considered to be gdoilim, v'ramini, we've learned in the braisa, echad li ben teisha shanim yemecha, the same halacha that applies by a 9-year-old, v'echad li ben esrim shlo yehevi shtei sa'aris, the same halacha will apply to a 20-year-old that does not have shtei sa'aris, meaning in both cases, he has a din of a katan. So how can you tell me that a 20-year-old has a din of a gadol? Amar av shmo bar av yitzchak, amar rav, v'hu, you know what the Mishnah is speaking about? He has specific signs, simanim, that indicate that he's a saris. We're not speaking about merely reaching the age of 20. He's 20 years old, plus he already has simanei saris that show, that indicate that he has this condition, and therefore he's considered to be a gadol, because a person that is in this condition, a saris, is not capable of growing saris. Therefore, even in the absence of saris, he's already considered to be a gadol. Amarava dekanami, it is pretty obvious, is meduyik in the lashon of the Mishnah. Why? Because the Mishnah says, diktani v'hu saris. The Mishnah says that a bas esrim shana, or ben esrim shana, shelo yehevi shtei saris, you prove that he's 20, v'hu saris. The Mishnah says a lashon v'hu saris, which is a rai, which means that we're speaking about that he has obvious signs of a saris condition, and therefore this case is different. In the case of the Bryce is speaking about he's merely 20 years old without any simonim sris. But if he also has simonim which prove that he's a sris, that confirms it to us, and he is not required to have two saris to be considered a gadol. Zokta Gemara, what if he will not develop the simonim sris? Until what point in his life is he considered to be a katan? V'chiloi noyudu lo simonim sris ad kama, until what point? Until he reaches the age of 35, a majority of the 70 years of a person, at that point he's certainly considered to be a gadol, even if he doesn't have shtei saris, and even if he's not a saris, he's already rosh noisav, he's reached a point that you can't say that he's a katan anymore. Zokti Gemara ki also kamed Rav Chia, when those people brought a 20-year-old without saris to Rav Chia, they were looking for some type of etza. So he told them, Ikachash, if he looked shvach, if he looked weak, he looked lean, Amar lu avaryua, have him gain some weight, maybe that will bring the saris. Ibari, if he looked a little bit too fat, Amar lu achashua, weaken him, get him to lose some weight, and maybe perhaps that will bring about the simonim. Dr. Gemara, the Hani Simonim, these Simonim Zimnin, sometimes the also macha shishusa, sometimes when a person is lean, a person is weaker, so to speak, the Simonim will come about. Zimnin, the also macha shishusa, sometimes the other way around, sometimes by being healthy and big, that will bring about the Simonim. Dr. Gemara, Omar Rav, Hilchasu Bekule Pirkin Me'esleis, all the numbers, all the age numbers that we've had in this parak, the 3 years old and a day, the 9 year old and a day, etc., etc. For all those halachas, we require me'es leis, meaning we look at his years. If he was born tezayin v'tamuz, a year later tezayin v'tamuz, he's considered 1 year old. We don't look at the calendar year. V'ula amar desnan tanan loitnan loitnan, meaning only in those cases which the Mishnah specifically, explicitly is mefarish, that we're looking at his years. For instance, bar mitzvah is ben yud gimel shana v'yayim echad. That would indicate that we need 13 full years. So over there, we follow his years. But in the case of our Mishnah, for instance, the Mishnah simply says ba'asesim shana, 20 years old. It doesn't say 20 years and a day. Or by the ish, it says ben esrim shana. It doesn't say he needs to be 20 years and a day. So that's a raya that we don't look at his years. We look at the years of the olam, the calendar years. And we don't need 20 full years. As soon as he's entered his 20th, he's 19 plus, that is already considered as if he's a ben esrim shana, and the halachas of the Mishnah will apply. So again, Rav says, and all the halachas, including our Mishnah of Sris and Islandis, we require me'es leis, a full-fledged amount of years. In the case of our Mishnah, we need 20 years and a day. He needs to complete his years, his 20 years. Ula says no. Dafka, specifically in those cases where the Mishnah explicitly says, yud gimel shana v'yayim echad, that means 13 full years. But in the case where the Mishnah, like in our case, where the Mishnah just says, a ben esrim, so we can follow the calendar years, meaning as soon as he's entered his 20th year, somewhat, is already considered as if he's a 20-year-old. Zokti Gemara, Bishleim Ula. It works well according to Ula. Haini Tani Hacha Yayim Echad V'Hacha Leg Tani. That's why some places the Mishnah says V'Yayim Echad, which means Me'es Leis. We look at his years, his personal years, and some places, like by in this Mishnah, V'Hacha Leg Tani. It doesn't say the word V'Yayim Echad. That's a raya that we calculate differently. Ela l'rav, that they're all the same. Listen, why does the Mishnah differentiate? Over there it says v'yayim echad, and our Mishnah doesn't say v'yayim echad. That's one kash. V'aytanya, we've learned in a braisa, which seems to support the shita of Ula, that we don't need a full 20 years year to date. Rabbi Yisir, Rekipa, Eimer, Shun, Belezer, Shnas Esrim, the 20th year, meaning 19 plus, Shiyas, Menesh, Leishim, Yayim, 30 days have already passed. He is already considered like she is 20 years old. Rabbi Paskin, in a similar fashion in Lud, that Shnas Shmoyne Esrei, the 18th year, meaning 17 years old plus, Shiyatu Menesh Loishim Yayim, 30 days have already passed, meaning he's already 17 plus 30 days. Hareik Shnas Shmoyne Esrei L'chol Dvarel, as already has the din of being an 18 year old. So we see very clearly, both shitas and the braisa hold, that we do not require a full amount of years. We don't look at the year to date, but rather once you've sort of entered that year, it has the chashivas of a year, that is already enough. Now, before we get into the discussion of Rav and Ula, let's just first explain this braisa. We have two shitas here. One shita says within the 20th year, one shita says within the 18th year. How does that work? The one says that's pashut. Bishleim and the Rabbi Yisrael keeper like kasha. It's not shver. It's not a kasha. Ho, kibesham, ho, kibesilo. They're both following the respective shitas of besham and besilo. Whether the shear of a saris and islandis is 18 or 20. Ela l'rav kasha. But the bottom line is they both agree that we don't need full years. So it seems to be a kasha to the shita of Rav, who holds that when the Mishnah says 18 and 20, we meant 18 full years and 20 full years. So the Gemara Tanoi Enochanami, you're right, it is a machlekes Tanoim, like we find in a different brisa, that there is a plukta between two Tanoim, whether the years of a Saris, the 18 or the 20, are full years or calendar years. The Sanya Shana Mura Bekotchim, the brisa is going to bring a list of various halachas which are dependent on years. Shana Amura Bekotchim, the year which is said by Karbonis, the Torah says you bring a keves, a lamb who's a year old. So regarding that Shana, do we follow his Shana, the year to date of the life of the keves, or do we look at the calendar years? Once he passes Rosh Hashanah, he's already a year old. So the Mishnah is going to say that regarding all these halachas, we look at the year of Me'es Leis, his personal years, year to date. We don't follow the calendar years. Shana Amura Bekotchim, Shana Amura Bata Rechayma, the year which is said in regard to the halacha of a bias, a house within a walled city that was sold, that he only has up to 1 year to redeem, to be paid to that house. So the year that Torah mentions regarding that halacha, or Shtei Shanim Shevar Sada Achuzah, a person sells his Sada Achuzah, means a Sada that he was Yerush, and he sells it. So the halacha is that he can redeem, he can be paid it, but he needs to leave it by Lekeach for an amount of 2 years. Shei Shanim Shevar Eved Ivri, we know that an Eved Ivri is Eved, he serves for 6 years, the seventh year he's let free. So the 6 years that are said regarding an Eved Ivri, V'chein Shevar Ben Shevar Bas, the years that are said in the context of a Ben and a Bas, the Gemara soon will explore what this means. So all these halachas of Shanim, Kula Me'es Leis, regarding all these halachas of Shanim, they are Me'es Leis, meaning that you need full years, we don't look at the calendar years, but rather at their perspective, at their years. So the Gemara, let's explain what these halachas are. Shana Amura B'Kotchim Menolam. Where do we find the Shana mentioned by Kotchim? Or Rav Ach Bar Yaakov Amakro Keves Ben Shnosei. The Keves needs to be 1 year old, and we learn from here that Shnosei Shaloi V'Lei Shana Shalminyan Oilam. It says Shnosei, his year. So we follow his age, meaning we look at the year to date from when he was born. Shana Amura B'Tar Rechayim Menolam. How do we know that the Shana that is mentioned by Vatei Rechayma is Me'es Leis, Amakro, at Toim Shnas M'Kori. He can be paid the bias until the end, until the completion of a year from when it was sold. M'Koroi Shaloi, V'Loi Shnas, Shalminyan Oilam. We follow his year, meaning it was sold Aleph Nisan, it can be Nifta until the next Aleph Nisan, V'Loi. We don't look at the years of V'Loi Shnas, Shalminyan Oilam, even though it passes Rosh Hashanah. We don't look at the year as a calendar year, but rather his personal year. Shtei Shanim Shevasad Achuza Minolan. How do we know this halach applies to the 2 years by Sad Achuza as well? Amakra b'mispar shnei tvoi simkalach. You need to leave the sada by the lekeach, by the person who purchased it, for 2 years. Shnei means years. Tvoi is four crops. So the Gemara dashes, why? Why does the Torah use these lashonos? Shnei means years. The minimum of years, plural, is two. The Torah adds tvois, crops. It would seem to indicate that in addition to 2 years, you must leave it for him to have the benefit of many crops, even more than what would normally come from 2 years of growth. How is that? Pa'amim sha'ata moicher shloisha tvois v'shtei shanim. Sometimes it can happen that he will leave it by him. He will have the opportunity to eat three crops within 2 years. Now that is only if you look at the years, if you count the years according to the point of sale, according to the date of sale. Meaning, let's say he sold it to him a year before Rosh Hashanah, Aleph Elul. 2 years later, Aleph Elul, 2 years later, he can somehow squeeze in three crops. Because suppose at the time of sale there was a crop waiting to be harvested. Then the next 2 years he plants and grows two more crops. So within 2 years, 2 actual years, he can harvest three crops. Now that's only if you follow his years. If you would view years as calendar years, so suppose in this case when he sold it to him on Aleph Elul, as soon as he reached Rosh Hashanah, 1 year has passed, and he only has 1 year to have the sadah until before the man has a schus to be, the moicher has a schus to redeem it, and it's impossible for him to harvest three tvois, three crops, in that short period of time. So it's pretty obvious that the 2 years mentioned regarding sadah chuza are 2 years, me'es, le'es, meaning their personal years and not calendar years. One more halacha. Actually, two more halachas. Shei shanim shu eved ivri minolan. How do we know that this halacha applies to eved ivri? Amakro shei shanim yavid ubashvius. He will be eved, he will serve 6 years ubashvius. The Gemara darshins b'shvius nami yavid. Occasionally, it will come out that he will be oivid him. You have to serve even in the seventh year. Meaning, if you look at the calendar years, it's already the seventh year. But since we view the years as his years, and since we need six complete years, he will still be mechuyev, still obligated to serve his master until the completion of the first of the full 6 years. So it's pretty obvious that we look at the years. Regarding the halacha of Eved Ivri, we look at the years of Miyayim Liyayim. His personally is dependent on exactly when he sold, and we look at the years year to date and not calendar years. Now, the Gemara is going to go into the last din of the Braisa of Sheben Shubabas, but that will be left for the next daf. So, in conclusion, we have a halacha that a gadol and a gdoila is only when they reach the years of gadlus 12 and 13. In addition to the shtei saris that they must possess two saris that are a siman of gadlus. However, if there are no saris, they are considered tanim until roiv shnoisa, until they reach the majority of their years, which is 35. There's one exception to this halacha, and that is the condition of a sris and islandess. If they have a condition of a sris and islandess which doesn't enable them to have saris, in that case, they are considered gdoilim, provided they prove, they have simonim, they have an indication that they are indeed sris or islandess, and in that case we will consider them to be gdoilim, even though they don't have saris. They're simply not capable of growing saris, so that's not required. Now, what is the age of a sris and islandess? At what point can we confirm that they are indeed a sris and islandess? We have three shittas. Either a ben and a bas are both 20, either they're both 18, or a ben at 20 and a bas at 18. Now, one final halacha, what is considered 18, what is considered 20? Do we look at their years, or do we look at the calendar years? Rav holds that we look at their years, me'es le'es, meaning you need a full 20 years and a day, and Ula holds, no, you need merely the shnas minyan oilam, and as soon as they've reached into the 20th year, for instance, 19 plus 30 days, for instance, that would be considered to be a 20-year-old regarding the halacha of a sris and a islandess. And the Gemara's conclusion was that's actually a machlekes tanaim.